Hi, my name is Seema, and I just wanted to pop on here to talk a little bit about how I'm feeling and my journey through the lens of somatics. So I'm a somatic practitioner, a quantum human design specialist and psychotherapist, and I've only just started my journey with this podcast in particular around somatics. I do work with sleep for babies as well, and I work with sleep deprived mums that suffer from anxiety and stress and overload and burnout and things like that, really. So I'm a mum of three. If you've heard me before or you're in my community, I've got a 10, 7, and a 4-year-old, and I've talked about how I came into the world of somatic therapy. That's in my first episode, and what my journey was like, the difficulties that I had, the changes that I made, the things that helped me. And I just want to come on really to share some of the profound conversations that I've been having recently with a lot of mums, I would say in the last couple of weeks, and how somatics has really helped a lot of the mums that I've been working with. So I'll start with an example of myself, and I've recently just posted about the black blob that I feel in my stomach and the symptoms of anxiety that I start to get, and how becoming aware of those symptoms helps to reduce the symptoms. But sometimes when I'm really busy and I'm just on the go a lot of the time, I ignore the symptoms of the anxiety, and then it becomes this really awful feeling in my belly of nausea. And like the way that I describe it in some of my somatic therapy sessions with my therapist is like a black blob that is quite hard to shift, and it's right in the pits of my stomach. And I found over the years I have struggled to make sense of it, to understand why it's there, how it came about there, and how I can shift it. So through the lens of somatics, when I've started to look at and you'll see me kind of talk about this stuff, when I've started to look at tracking, so when I'm tracking, and I do a lot of work with clients around bodily sensations, and how the nervous system gives off different emotions and feelings and sensations in the body, and how it responds to certain situations on a day-to-day basis. When I started my tracking, the thing that helped this big black blob, got a tongue twister there, big black blob, what helped me was to go back to the beginning and get a baseline on a daily basis of sitting down and saying, right, okay, how do I feel today? What's going on for me today? What level of intensity is the emotion for me today? And what story do I believe that that emotion is? What am I saying to myself that that means? And then taking it one step further and looking at any beliefs, any other beliefs around it, not just the story, but any limiting beliefs or any fears that I have or any other intense feelings around it. I can give an example. I've just recently shared about my 10-year-old going into senior school. We've been looking around at some senior schools locally, and the shift, the change in her going from primary school into senior school and what that means for me emotionally. Obviously, I know she's going to go through her own stuff. And even through the lens of somatics, I can sit and I can be with her, be present, listen to her feelings, listen to what she's sharing with me and what that means for her. So I bring somatics into all of our family dynamics and on a day-to-day basis. And, we do circle time with feelings at home. And, you know, it might just be even over, it's not consciously that you sit there and say, right, okay, it's 5 p.m. we're having circle time, but just to gather everybody when we're doing our hairbrushes and getting ready for bed and sitting down and saying, right, how was your day? How are you feeling? And where did you feel that in your body? And what do you think about that feeling? And what does it all kind of mean? And what stories are you telling yourself about it? So somatics for my family and for myself and for my clients has been absolutely and utterly life-changing, to the point that it's just shifted things on such a deep level where I feel so much peace and I feel so much calm and I feel so much connection with my girls and with my clients. And I've even had sessions with, you know, family members recently that have come for one-off sessions because they know that I'm doing this work and have just said, I've got this problem and, you know, can you help me with it? And we've sat down and instantly they've felt this shift instantly. And it's been, oh my goodness, I feel so good. And that's not to say that they're not carrying the thing that they're carrying anymore, but they just feel differently about it. They see it in a different light and in a different way, which means they feel different about it. And it lives in the body differently. So some of the things that I've been doing with clients and coming back to my journey with my 10-year-old recently, going to see senior schools, I've been noticing some fear bubbling up. I have clients that feel scared about something. You know, it might be that their child's not sleeping, or, you know, their child is starting nursery or starting reception, or they're becoming unwell and they feel quite scared because they don't know how long they're going to be unwell for. They don't know how to manage, if they've especially not got support. So I've been noticing I've got this fear coming up, and I sat down with myself, and this is through the lens of somatics, and I thought, right, where in my body do I feel this fear? What symptoms or what signs and sensations, rather, is this fear producing in my body? Where is it manifesting? Where can I sense it? And sometimes I feel like it's important to take deep breaths so you can get in touch with your body and then kind of relax into your body and drop down where you can physically connect on a deeper level rather than in your head. And I feel it deep in my stomach. I feel that fear. I feel the butterflies, the nausea and the tingling. I get increased heart rate. I get racing thoughts. I find it difficult to concentrate. I get a bit foggy headed. I get quite distracted, maybe a little bit snappy, and then sweaty palms. So those are the things that I experience. And the reason why I'm able to reel them off like this is because I've been tracking for such a long time. So I know that that's where my nervous system goes. Everything speeds up for me. It doesn't slow down. And by noticing, right, she's starting senior school and I'm starting to feel some fear around it. What am I telling myself? What's the story here? What beliefs do I have around this? That, right, my baby girl, who the last 10 years have felt so long, is now going out into the big wild world. Big wide world where I don't think she's going to have pajama. I don't think they have pajama day at senior school. I've not seen the senior kids go in pajamas. Whereas primary school, it's like symbolic, isn't it? The way that I'm kind of telling the story, in terms of she's safe, she's looked after, she's in a small environment, she's takes a cuddly toy. You know, they don't do show and tell anymore, but going in their pajamas and having fun. And then going into senior school and thinking that she's going to be grown up, they're not going to have that anymore, the school's really big, you know, how is she going to manage with her friends, and, you know, how's she going to get on with going from learning through play to learning through sit-down lessons through academics. And that's brought up a lot of fear in me. And I've noticed that when I sit down and I track and I journal and I think about, right, where is that fear in my body? And like I've said, that's where I'm feeling it, all of those things that come up as the bodily sensations. And then going one step further, the stories that I'm creating or I've got in my head around it, I won't manage. She won't manage. This is too hard. I can't do this. Do other parents feel like this? Am I over exaggerating or being too sensitive? So those are the things that are coming up for me. And I'm telling myself that we won't be able to do it. She's too small. She's too young. It's going to be too difficult. She's going to get lost in the system. She's not going to make friends. You know, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be really hard. So when I'm able to bring awareness to first the feeling and the thoughts and the stories that I'm telling myself and that I believe, and then looking at the intensity of it, how long is this feeling lasting? Well, now, through the world of somatics, where I'm tracking and I'm doing this work on myself, because I truly believe that if I'm doing this on myself, I can show up for people in a different way, as opposed to not doing this work and then showing up for people. So I understand you. I understand what you're going through because I'm going through it too, right? And looking at what intensity does this sit at? Through the world of somatics, I've been able to, over a period of time, reduce my anxiety, bringing calm, bringing a new perspective, have different stories about what I'm experiencing and feeling, and the intensity has got less and less and less of different situations that I'm in within my family and my day-to-day life. So the senior school, I'm aware of the feelings, but I'm not making decisions from those feelings, and I'm not putting my kind of a perception or my beliefs on her, and I'm able to show up for her in a different way where we've got a clean slate. Her experience is going to be her experience. I'm able to let it go because of the tracking, raising the awareness, processing the thoughts and the feelings that I'm experiencing, connecting with that fear. And I'm able to stop and say, right, okay, let's look at this in a different way. And then thinking about the things that I went through when I started senior school, because when you dig deeper and deeper and deeper, you get to the unconscious mind. And back then, so there's a memory that's triggered there. I was bullied at school. So when I went to senior school, I was bullied. And that bullying carried on from primary school with the same person going up into senior school. So when I sit and I journal and I look through the world of somatics and I think to myself, right, that's where the fears come from. That's what I'm experiencing. That's what I'm telling myself about it. That's the beliefs I have about her, which are obviously false beliefs because I'm putting my experience on there. Where has all this come from? It came from when I was 10 years old. And that is what somatics has given me. It's given me the ability to make sense of my life, my history, my childhood, my feelings, my anxiety, my day-to-day living. And I think that's why I feel so passionate about it and I've fallen in love with it. And I want to share it with the world. I want to share it with other women. I want to share it with other mums that feel similar feelings, that, you know, kind of just cope on their own and maybe don't speak about these things because they think that it's part and parcel of normal life. And, you know, I just feel like bringing awareness to it and recognizing my own stuff, I'm also able to look at things from a different perspective for her. She's going to have her own story. I can let my experiences go. I don't need to shadow or shade her stuff with my stuff. And previously, before I came into the world of somatics, I must have functioned at some level from a parenting point when I'm bringing up the kids when they were younger, putting my stuff on them. And now they're getting older, and now I'm doing this work in line with them getting older. I'm changing as a parent. I'm changing the way that I parent. I'm changing as a mum. My identity's changing because of somatics. So I just really wanted to come and share a bit about that. And that's an example. I know I said I'm going to share some examples of clients as well. I think I'll do that in my next podcast, because when I talk about my podcast, I always say to mums, I'm mindful of how long they are because I want them to be bite-sized chunks for people to be able to dive in and come straight out again when they're managing young children and have so much to do. So I'll make that into my next podcast and share lots of stories around shifts that clients have had, people that I've been working with recently, and how they've been able to really move beyond a lot of deep stuff that they've been experiencing. And I hope you've enjoyed listening. Thank you.